This video will show the user how to run a daily absentee list. On the left-hand side, locate the attendance button. Go down to the label that says lists. Tap on the little triangle to get a listing and go down to the little gear that says daily absentee list. Click. At the setup box, confirm the year and the school. By default, it'll come to the word detail report, and this is perfect. The next important field is the date range. I'm going to set it for November the 9th. By default, it'll come to the current date. There really isn't anything that you need to select here unless you want to further filter the data more than all the children at your school. And the order by default is alpha. I'll click OK. And my report of students that are absent today shows. One field that you want to pay attention to is on the far right. It shows the days absent for the students so far this year. Something really good for the administration. I'll click at the bottom on the word print. If there's an announcement we need to add to the form, we would enter that information here. We'll click submit. A preview will display in a tab on your browser, and the print showing the data is located on screen. Note also that at the bottom you have some very important statistics about the attendance at your school. It shows the total number of students, the total number out on a trip, total number that is sent home, total number out for OSS, and also the percent absent for the day and the percent present. Don't forget to include your cafeteria for this report. They'll find it really handy and it'll help them a lot. To summarize, the way a user does the daily absentee list, go to attendance, lists, then daily absentee list. This concludes this video.